Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I help you today?
Hello, Maya. This is Alicia. I'm from Target Card Services, and just have to advise that our line may also be recorded for quality purposes. And we have
One moment,
a...
ma'am. Are you saying Target, like the store company?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I apologize. Okay, so we do have a mutual account holder. I have her information here. She's disputing quite a bit of charges, saying that she never received the items. She only received the first trial items, was not aware first off that it was a trial, and has not received any items since then.
Okay, is this any orders regarding orders at Target, or is another order she placed?
It's an order with an order she placed for Exciting
okay,
Fitness Company.
Okay, what's her zip code and name?
Zip code is 35010, and her name is Janet A. Holmes.
I apologize. I missed two letters. I missed two numbers at the zip code. Repeat the zip code for me.
Sure. 35010.
And what's the name?
Janet A. Holmes.
Thank you. And what's the address?
1803 Althea Loop, Alexander City, Alabama.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Let me verify what the product is first. One moment.
Okay, thank you.
So, looking over the account, this is for the Dermavilla skincare product that was already canceled out, but you say that she's disputing the transaction?
Yes, because she didn't receive any response from the company, as well as any credits or anything, or any confirmation that anything was credited or canceled.
Okay, well, let me seek some assistance and look over the notations. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Give me one moment. So I'm just new because I didn't know Target had a chargeback center. So it's just fascinating. Okay, so looking on the information, yes. Does she remember receiving the postage for it for the Dermavilla product that was on October 23rd? Was she paid the $4.95?
Yes, she said she received the first product, the first couple ones that she did order. Two of them were for $4.95 each. And then after that, she never received anything else. She said she didn't get any information saying that this was a trial offer or any information saying how to cancel. But that even so with that, she never received anything else after.
Of course. So it states this was only a trial to test out the product, but if you don't call and cancel the trial, it's the recurrent billing fee each month. Now, I do see on the account she did speak to someone after the trial ended on the 16th, and they was offering her a 30% refund. The customer hung up. So the account is canceled, but you say she is disputing the transaction with you guys or not?
She is disputing the transaction after the two amounts of the $4.95.
So for the month of November?
Yes. So November, I show two charges of $124.94. And then December, we have two charges of $119.85. And then she just got another one for the same amount of two of them for $119.85 for January.
Correct, because she didn't call and cancel until... I'm sorry, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Because she has not received anything whatsoever since that first item.
Okay, because looking over the information and the tracking numbers on the account, it says the product actually was returned to sender.
Okay. She doesn't say that with us, that she returned anything. But, I mean, that might make sense if she didn't receive it.
Correct. So we can, the account is already canceled out, and we can refund by 50% off of the January transactions to her.
She's requesting up until November since she didn't receive any of those anyways.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me seek some assistance regarding the information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
One moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So we can go ahead and refund back the full amount for January for her. In the month of December, we can refund back 50% of the transaction.
If that is all that you can do, that is fine. But I know we will be disputing the remainder for her.
Okay, so we can refund back the full amount for December and January. Off of November, we can refund back 50% of the transaction.
Let me see what... unfortunately, then we would just be disputing the rest of November as well for her. If it was, I think she stated, you know, she didn't receive any of it, and didn't receive any follow-up from it or any information. She's just, she wants to for sure dispute all of this. She's pretty adamant about it. So full December, full January, if you're doing half of November, then we'll dispute the other half as well.
All right, then, of course, we can refund back the full November, December, and January transactions.
I'm sorry, you broke out in the beginning of that. I apologize.
Yes, we can refund back the December, January. I'm sorry. My day is confused. November, December, January transactions. Give me one moment while I place the request.
Okay,
please call.
Thank you so
let
much.
Us call you. One moment while I place a request on the account.
Okay, thank you so much.
One moment, ma'am. Mama's done placing a request on the account.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and my system's just doing the refund slowly. One moment.
That's okay.
Okay, and so a cancellation and refund has been placed. You should receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification of the cancellation and the refund. Anything else?
Yes, is there any confirmation number for this cancellation or the refund on your side?
Is there any cancellation?
Is there any confirmation number that I can notate for the customer?
Yeah, sure. It'll be one moment. C as in cat, 6635441 85.
Perfect. Thank you. And could I please have your name one more time? I apologize.
Maya, M-Y-A.
Right. Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Maya. Is there anything else that you might need from me in regards to this account?
No, ma'am. That'll be all. Anything else?
No, that is it. I do thank you so much for helping us out with it, and I hope that you have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, but thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.